Okay, today's daf is daf Yud, 14 days in the Omer, Maseches Chagiga, Tavshin Samach Zion, and we're roaring ahead. And we have Sabra Josh back with us today to give us a beautiful
Sukkah Heilige Mishnah.
Nobody can do it like the original, let me tell you. Head to Nedorim, Porchim Ba'avir, Ve'in Lemamash Yismuchu. Hilchot Shabbat, Chagigot, Va'mihilot, Harim Kararim Hatzluyim B'Sa'ara, Shehin Mikra Mu'at, V'Halachot Merubot. So when it comes to Atarat Nedarim, this, the Pashtus, this is here because of the Din of Chagigas. Because this is the Mishnah that points out that there is no real clear Mokra in the Torah for the concept of a Korban Chagigas. We'll see the Gemara. But meanwhile, we bring in all of those things that seem to be very mekubal halachas, and yet don't have really much in the Torah to indicate that they're true. So when it comes to Heter Nedarim, they seem to be floating in the air. You go show me somewhere in the Torah, make such a big deal about the Neder, and then we say, yeah, but Lamaisa, the Chochem can be martyred. Well, where did that come from? It's unbelievable. It's like we picked it out of a hat. And they have nothing to rely on. Ein lema mashi yismichu. Chod Shabbat, when it comes to Shabbos, the dinim of Chagiga and Me'ila, and we'll see what the Gemara is going to say, what it's referring to over here, that seems to be so different from what you would have assumed based on the pasuk. Arehem kehararim hatuluyim b'sa'ara. They're vast mountains that are all hanging by hair. Shein mikra muat. Very little indication in the psukim that this is, that halachas have a basis. And the halachot, nonetheless, are vast, complex dinim. Halachot merubot. Hadinim, when it comes to the dinim of the civil law, avodot, kochim, tyrus, tmeas, the dinim of arayas, there's lots of psukim. Yeshna, mamash, yeshna, they have what? To rely on. They have what to rely on. I mean, the whole big parsha, whole book, Teres Kohen. What do you mean they have what to rely on? We'll see in the Gemara. Hain gufei teira. And those are the ikar of teira. Those and the other ones not. You mean the ones that are out of the hat, those are not gufei teira. Mishnah is very confusing. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer says, well, what is that supposed to mean? Ein lamash yisbuchu, chas v'sholom. They have a little bit, yisbuchu. I mean, you take a look in the pasuk, it says ki afli twice. One in the parsha of Erechin, and one in the parsha of Nedarim. So it says on the one hand, ish ki afli neder be'erkecha, on the other hand it says ki afli lindor neder. What do we have to repeat it? Shtei pami. Achat afla le yisur ve'achat afla leheter. The meaning of hafla'a is to bring something out to be mifaresh, hafrasha, something that goes interesting into relationship between the two words, something that is ejected outwards, kiyafli. So here the pirush of a dover is similar to being mafrish, sending something out. Is you take something and you make something out of it. So here it means apparently you can be mafli to say this and this is my neder. And you can be mafli to sit in front of a Talmud Chacham and say, look, this and this was my neder and my intent, but I don't like that. So, which means, well, what are you doing it again for? Obviously to get a heter from the Chacham on the neder. So you see that there's a hafla ala isur, and there's a hafla ala heter, which you're being mafarish. Why? This is not the neder that you really wanted to have. Rabbi Yoshua, yesh lema mashi yisvachu. Something else that indicates that they have what to rely on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher nishbati bi'api. Oh, what do you have to say bi'api? Asher nishbati. Asher nishbati bi'api means, now I'm sorry. Asher nishbati bi'api, nishbati indeed, but chazarti bi. Now I had charota. Taisa says, what do you mean you had charota? L'maisa, it says over there, nishbati bi'api, yavu'un al menuchati, and the whole Dor HaMidbar didn't come, so there was no charota, there was no heter in the neder. Why does that imply that it's charata? Yeah, he says because the meaning over here of nishbati bi'api yevu'una menuchati is reference to olam haba. So I had sworn that Dor HaMidbar won't have a chelek in olam haba. And yet we find a Tana in Sanhedrin that says, Dara Midbar doesn't a chelik in Elam Haba. So it must be that there's a grounds to be mefarish the pasuk. That Ashenishbati Biapi means I was angry, but now that I've settled down, I don't feel so angry. So now I can be shayol on my neder. So therefore they can have a chelik in Elam Haba. Reb Yitzchak came in. Yeshla mamashi yisbuch. Let's not exaggerate that they don't have one. Well, of course they have us. At least the smichas. It says, kol nediv libo yivieno. What is that supposed to mean by the Mishkan? Kol nadiv libo yivieha. If he was in a div lev, right? So he basically made a commitment. So we came around, we said, what do you have? We wrote it down, he signed. So what do you mean yivieha? Now he changed his mind, we'll take him to court. Take a look how many of these tzedakah commitments end up in the courts. The guy changed his mind, doesn't want to pay. They go sue him. Nice people. So, they go sue him. So, I mean, you have to say, kol nediv lev yivieha. Maybe by the time it was time to bring it, he no longer is in the div lev, but he's stuck. Must be that he has to be in a div lev at the Shas Hava, so that if he had wanted to, and he's no longer in a div lev at the time that he's bringing it, he can have charota from the neder. And he can, how is that possible? Must be that this is the neder in the door. Chananya ben Achi Reb Yeshua Emer. I also think, yesh lababash yisbuchu. We shouldn't exaggerate saying there's nothing in the pasuk. It says, nishbati v'akayema lishmor. What exactly is that supposed to mean? I swear and I will keep it. I mean, I should hope so. That it's possible to have karota before the keeping. So David HaMelech is saying, not only did I swear when I got turned on to be Mekayim a mitzvah, but I actually ended up not finding some kind of excuse. I don't have to do it. And I was Mekayim it. Om Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Rav Yehuda quotes Shmuel as saying, well, I'll tell you one thing, Yavai Hatam, if I would have been there, I would have said, I got the best drush of all. You guys are just amateurs. I'll tell you my drush. My drush is even better. Obviously, I wasn't there because this was generations before me, but nonetheless, I have the best drush. Shenemar lo yachel devaro. It's innate in the din of the Dori. What's the iser of being over on neder? Lo yachel devaro. He should not be mechala what he said. He should not be mechala. I mean, he should not be mechala, mashma, that there's a concept of being mechala. It's just that he can't do it. So, who eno mochel? But acherim mochalim lo? Because that's the whole meaning of yachel. Yachel, you could just sort of make it disappear. Be mechala. It's like it's not there. So, if that's the case, it means only he can't, but someone else can. Omar Rava, same story we had in Megillah. Omar Rava lekulo itlu pircha. Truth is, we could find a way to answer all of the other ones that say that they're not really remozim, not good remozim to enter the door, except Shmuel, who indeed said, "I have the best let lay pircha." That we don't have any way of laughing him out. And then let me show you. Demon Ribbeli has we'll bring a raya over here that it says twice kiyafli. So you're saying one must be afala hetu, one must be afala yis. At least one must be afala hetu. But there's another drasha that we can use that for, and that is that the Torah is saying that in a case where you have two people that are making alternative commitments based on someone making a mistake, they make a bet. The guy is coming. The case we have in the Mishnah is where two people are sitting on a park bench. A guy is coming, and he says, "Ah, that guy is a nazir." And the other guy says, "Well, I'll be a nazir if he's a nazir." And the other says, "Oh yeah, well, I'll be a nazir if he isn't a nazir." Okay, so over there we say neither of them are a nazir. Why not? Because it says kiyafli twice. That would be the pshat. So maybe that's what it's coming for. Kiyafli means that it has to be absolutely clear. No, it can't be dependent on something that you're assuming. It has to be absolutely clear and not conditional. So maybe that's what it's coming for. Nazirut can only be if it's absolutely clear. What about Rabbi Yoshua? Nishbati bi'api. Maybe nishbati bi'api means, ochikomer, ba'api nishbati v'lo adronabi. I swore in anger and I don't change my mind when I swear in anger. Maybe that's the point, that it's on hoga kavua. And indeed, none of them made it into Eretz Yisrael. Or according to the other man, the Omer, and indeed, none of them make it into Elam Abba, Chas V'Shalom. Even Rabbi Yitzchak. I mean, Rabbi Yitzchak is called Nativ Leiv. And maybe that's something else. Dimon HaFuke Mirishmuel. Shmuel says, Gomar Belibo, Tzor Shiretzi Bisrosov. Shmuel's Shita is that if somebody was Gomer Belav to do something, he's going to give money, it doesn't count. He has to say it. If he just has in mind that he's going to do it, that's not a Neder. Maybe it means over there a chiddush that when you're giving nidrei hegdish, and even if you've committed yourself in your heart, maybe that's also then maybe that's what's coming to tell me. And what about Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua? That nishbati
v'akayema. Why does he say v'akayema?
But to tell me the chiddush of Gidol Amarav, the Amar of Gidol Amarav, minayich nishbain lekayemet hamitzvah. Lamaisi Yom Mushba Va'imid Mehar Sinai anyway, right? So what are you making a new letter for? To be masked in the Shem Hashem and the Asiyah of the Mitzvah Mawaz? It's a stam. What, now your Shvu is going to make it better. Nas of Anishma wasn't good enough. So where do you see that indeed there's an Inyan to be Nishba and to be masked Shem Shamayim, to be Mizaris yourself individually, as Tosus puts it, to be Mekayim a mitzvah, Shenema Nishbati Va'akayma, that this is something that helps me to be Mekayim a mitzvah. And then it's mutter to do that, maybe even an Inyan to do that. Lishmor Mishpatei Tzidkech. But Shmuel's got it straight. Let light Pircha. Well, Mar Rabbi Vitein Rav Nachman Yitzchak, yeah, that's the old saying. I'm in the Amri Inshin. Tava Chara Palpalta Charifta, one sharp peppercorn is worth more than a whole basket full of pumpkins. They don't have any taste. So mimalitzani dekari. And of course, I mean, remez over here is to the relationship of Teresh Baal Peh and Teresh Bitzav. One pilpul is better than a whole thing of mikra, of psukim. So you can have a lot of psukim, but you know, it has double meaning, this little statement. As it did in Megillah, by the way. Over there also.
Yesterday.
Michtav k'tivin es v'gemara. You're saying Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos is Arorim Atluyim B'Sara. There's so many mentions of Shabbos in the Torah. Why is that Arorim Atluyim B'Sara? You think how many different times the Torah talks about Shabbos? No, we don't. The Eid of Shabbos. We're talking about special halachas in Shabbos. Take a look at Reb Abba. Dom Reb Abba. Achofer guma b'Shabbat. Ve'in tzarich ela lo'ofra. Somebody digs now a pit on Shabbos. I normally dig a pit indoors, you're chayav for binyan, in a soda you're chayav for harisha. Here the guy needs dirt. He doesn't need the pit. It says over here he's potter. Now that's crazy. What do you mean? What's nafkamina? Wait. You're saying only I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. You mean because it's a malacha shetzichah legufa, right? So since your intent is not for the whole, your intent is for the offer. So Rabbi Shimon says you're potter. I mean, is that the Mishnah's going? Only I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. That's the case in the Mishnah. No, I feel the same with Rabbi Yehuda. Because at least the cases where Rabbi Shimon potters Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev is where what you're doing is a tikkun. But you don't need that tikkun. You need it for another purpose. But over here you're being mekalkel. The guma itself is you're ruining your floor, or you're ruining your sada. And ma'ela mai, you're saying, but I mean, if that's what you needed, so then that would be the malacha. But it's not what I need. I need the dirt. So over there, that's harorim atulim misara. What's the sar exactly? I mean, what indeed is that you're telling me? It's not a pasuk, but it's nonetheless dependent on something. What is that? My harorim atulim misara exactly. Where's the remez to this halacha? Seems pretty outrageous that you're doing the whole malacha and you're saying it's not a malacha. Because I had in mind some other purpose. No, that's because Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. We know from the fact that the Torah writes the Dinim of Shabbos in Hakel, in Vayakel, next to the Dinim of the Mishnah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, first thing he says, Mitzvah Shabbos. Then he says, okay, now it's time to do the Mishnah. So from there we learn out, Hila Advarim, we learn out that these are the malachas of Shabbos, these are the lametas malachas. So what is the connection? The connection to the Mishkan, there it says Beferish, malachas machshava. Keeps talking about the value of the machshava, of the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the deep insight into how to do it, and so on. So Bezalel,
Machshava, but it doesn't say anything about Shabbos and Machshava. I mean, we're saying since it's presented in that fashion, so there's a din of Melechus Machshavas, but Melechus Machshavas itself, lo ksiva, doesn't say anywhere in the din of Shabbos, Melechus Machshavas, so there's a remez, which is a hair. It's a hair. But it's not beferish. And therefore, these very complex halachas of Melechus Machshavas are karonim between the Sara. By the way, Tosis points out to me. There's thousands of cases in the Gemara about mekalkalin or melacha shentrich leguf. What are we bringing dafka this case where the guy is digging a hole and he only needs the offer? I mean, what do we pick this up and make a big thing out of it, Rabbah? I mean, anybody who learned Shabbos could come up with dozens of cases on the spot. Tosis says, no, this case usually shentrich leguf is the pshat that there's nothing there that I want. That's the etzem halacha. Here, I want the offer. And that's the main thing that you get out of the guba. Nonetheless, it's part of, because it's not the definition of the malacha per se that I want, but only the totsah of the malacha, which is very close to an asiyah malachas machshavas. Well, even that's called not a malacha for Shabbos. Then you say, chagiga. Chagiga is not written in the Torah. Why is chagiga a hair? I don't understand. Michtav k'tivan. I mean, it's all over the place. Chagaisa may say chag la'ashem. Shivasyom keeps repeating it. Why is chagiga not the ferish? Oh, l'tzvikar k'amale Rav Papa la'abaye. You know, Rav Papa actually pointed out to Abaye, how do we know the meaning of chagiga is to bring a korban? If somebody would ask you, v'chagosu mazor chag la'ashem, you would have said that means bring a korban? You would have said that means there's a holiday. Well, I mean, the popular language of chagaisim means to make a holiday, not to bring a korban called a chagiga korban. And Rabbah asked the Baya, how do you know that v'chagotem oto chag la'ashem means to shecht something, zvicha? Dilma chogu choga, Kamar Rachman. Maybe all the Torah is saying is, celebrate your head off. Or Tosfos says, maybe a lashon of chogu is a lashon of kichug ha-shamayim, the orbits of the planets are called chug. So a chug is the same as a chul, which is the cholot. Micholot are dances. Maybe chug o'choga means dance around at the holiday, which it's a very interesting thing. Right. So the same, the Netziv actually says that you see from here, so this is Tzadik, you see from here that there is at least a remez in the Torah to dancing on Yom Tov. Is that the Kodik HaTaisus? That's the portion of the meaning of chug o'choga. So how do you know that that's what it means? Says Abaye Tim, what do you mean? And when you heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe v'yachugu li b'midbar, what did you think that it meant? That come on out from Mitzrayim and have a nice dance. Is that what you thought it meant? V'chitem ha'chanami, why not? Something wrong? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like dancing all of a sudden. You're such a misnagi that it can't mean that, man. Maybe it means that. No, they can't mean that. Because v'ksi v'yomer Moshe gamatati ten b'yadinas v'chim v'olot. Because what's Moshe telling Paro? No, you're going to end up sending out karbonas with us. So what? That doesn't prove anything. Ichlu, vishtu, maybe the pshat is zvachim and alot. The zvachim aren't shlomim. The zvachim means you're going to send out barbecues for us. That's what it means. You'll see. Because God wants us to have a good time dancing around, and how we're going to have a good time without a barbecue. That's what it means. What is it? What the word zvachim has to mean a carbon. The word zvachim means things to shech. So we should get high on the meat and be able to be choga choga. How do you know it means to bring karbonas? No, I can't mean that. Don't leave over the fats of the chag. I mean, what do you think it's talking about? All the extra food that you ate is the fat of the chag. It means you got to work it off overnight. That's what it means. Exercise the whole night. And don't leave all that fat on your butt. Come on. I mean, it's got to mean, but tarba l'chagi yisrei, the holiday has fat. Don't ask anybody here. I mean, it couldn't be the holiday has fat, right? So it must mean that the korban that is called, the chagiga, which has the tarba, that is not supposed to be left over until the morning. It's an isra nicer. That makes sense. How do you know that's what it means? Maybe it means like this. Maybe all it's saying is that chaylev habav bisman hachag lo yalin. It's not saying the chag, meaning there's a thing called the chag that has fat. Chelev chagi means any korban brought during yontev cannot be left over. You have to make sure it's finished. And that's what it means. And the implications are, now what, there's something unique about the chiev of Neser during a holiday. That's what you're saying? And abab is man chag hudelo yalin. Torah is saying, if you bring a carbon during the holiday, so then there's an Isser Neser. But a kalah shana kula, if it's not during a holiday, then there's no Isser Neser. And then yalin? Well, how does that make any sense? I mean, it says beferish in the Torah, kol ha-layla ad ha-baker. Kol ha-layla ad ha-baker means you can't leave it past the baker, right? So that means that there must be an Isser all year round. Zot Torah ta'olah? No. Marino, midime, ime, ahu, avamin, ula, say. Maybe the chat is like this. All year round there's a mitzvah asay of al-mogda kol ha-layla ad ha-baker. I know that there's a chiyuv to see to it that the carbon is burned all through the night. That's a mitzvah asay. During the chag, there's many, many people bringing karbanos, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meisiv an iser, but don't be mezalzel, even though there's millions of karbanos, it's an iser gomer, an iser lav, not only a mitzvah asay, to leave it over till the morning. That's right. So maybe that's what it means. That's why it needed a miraculous age to burn it.
That's a whole lot of karbanos.
Where do you think the problems in the ozone layer really began?
So I'm trying to figure out where the wood comes from.
The wood. It was Eishmael Hashemar. It wouldn't have been possible, really. That's why they had to expand it. When they didn't have the Eishmael Hashemar, they had to use the entire floor as an expanded mizbeah, if you recall from Zohar. There was no way to burn so many korbanos. So, again, you still don't have a raya, because it means that during the chag, there's an additional lav. That's the pshat. It's because of Rachmana, high lav. What do you mean? All year round is not a lav. There's also a lav. A lav because of Krachrina. There's another pasuk that says, V'lo yalin min abozer ha-shetizbach be'erev b'yom ha-rishon la-boker. So that means that there's already a lav of Noser. Before we learned lo yalin chelev chagi. Maybe the pshat is, there's a lav, there's an asay, and there's an additional lav when it comes to something that's brought on yontev, not to allow karbonis that are brought on yontev ad ha-boker. What's so crazy about that? So that's not a good raya that it's a chagiga. Ela atya midbar midbar. Ketivacha v'yachugu li ba midbar. Uchtiva atam hazvachimu mincha higashtem li ba midbar. No, what's referring over there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, did you bring korbanos of zvachim u'menachot? So you see that the word midbar here with gzera shava means zvachim u'menachot. Havkan zvachim. So then why do you call it Havarim Atli Mesara? It's Gzera Shava. Gzera Shava is a full class limud. Yeah, the only problem is that this is a pasuk in the Navi. It's not a pasuk in the Torah, so it's not really Gzera Shava. It's a remes. It's a sar. Divrei Torami, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfina. I certainly can't use it as a primary mekor. That's why we say that. Fine. I can't absolutely prove to you that Ve'achoguli Bamidbar means a korban chagiga. I can't absolutely prove to you V'chagesim Esechag L'Hashem is a korban chagiga. That's why we're calling it, that it's sort of hanging there. But it has some remnants. Me'ilas. The other thing that you said is hanging there is why is Me'ila hanging?
Nobody suggests that there's no other reason for bringing the korban except for Lachol.
What do you
in
mean?
This particular context.
Is there another place where the Torah says to bring a chagiga?
No, that's what I mean. In this context, there it's lachol. Why wouldn't we think that it was chagiga?
Korban chagiga?
Yeah.
Why would it? Why? Since when does the word chag mean a korban to you? Last I heard, chag means a holiday.
Maybe that's what they're telling us.
They are telling you. How do they know? That's the question.
There's no other reference to anything else. In any other context of a korban, they tell you on this particular day for this reason.
Where does it say it's a korban? Maybe it means a dance.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's the question. Who says it's a korban b'chol? Exactly. So anyway, getting back to the Me'ilites. Nobody wants to let me go on today. It says you have to bring a chagiga in Pinchas. Where does it say you have to bring a chagiga? Those are korbanos musafim of the ksibur. What does that have to do with the chagiga? Here you're telling me the chagesa means every individual has to bring a korban. Call the chagiga. Go show me. That's what it means. That's called. It's called hanging by a hair. Me'ilas. Why are me'ilas hanging by a hair? I understand there's plenty of dinim about me'ila and the Torah and the korban me'ilas and paying the me'ila. I mean, What's the pshat? Mikhtav k'tivi. Why isn't Mi'ila written beferish? Amar Rami Bar Chama. Of course, the concept of Mi'ila is written beferish. But there's dinim that you would never, in a million years, you would never imagine if you read the pasuk. Take a look at this. The kiditzna. Ashliach she'asah shlichuto ba'al habayit ma'al. And over here, a Baal HaBayit gives, now he has money of Hekdesh in his hands, he gives it over to a Shliach, he got confused, he took out the wrong wallet, the wallet that had Hekdesh money, gives it to the Shliach, tells the Shliach, go down to the Makolet and buy me some Lachmaniot. The Shliach goes down to the Makolet, exactly as he was told, he buys the Lachmaniot, and in that case, the Baal HaBayit is Ma'al. Lo asar shlichuto, but if he doesn't buy lachmaniot and instead he buys pitot, so then the shliach is ma'al. I don't get it. One guy, the shliach, he's holding Mo's hegdish. He does the chait of taking Mo's hegdish out of the rishus of hegdish and giving it to the Gabala makolet. And the guy who made the mistake of giving that money to me, he's the one who's chayim. Whoever heard of such a thing? Person does an avera, another person should be chayev. But because you're saying because he was geir in the avera. I mean, we're not mechayev for groma, we're mechayev for doing the avera. Who did the avera? The shliach did the avera. Has whoever heard of such a thing that somebody else should be chayev? V'chizeh chotev is emet chayev. I understand. One guy does the chait, and another guy has to now pay the bill. So that's haroram atulim b'sara. Omar Rava, I don't understand. Why is that called haroram atulim b'sara? What are we looking at it? From a moral point of view? I mean, where'd you get this moral point of view from exactly? What, your Bayich Svara? What's a moral point of view? This is a halacha. It's no different than all dinim of shlichas. It's a beferish of posik. I don't understand. We learn out me'ila out of a posik from Truma. Now, finot chet, chet mi Truma. By Truma it says, lo tisu alav chet. And by Mila it says, v'chat'ad bishgaga. So we learn out that that's a gzera shabbat. By Truma we know that's the marker of Shlucho Shel Adam Kamohu, because it says, Kein Tarimu Gamatem. What's the Gamatem? Is Marba anybody who's coming secondarily to yourselves? An agent that you appoint is a Gamatem. And the Torah is saying, the Gamatem means that you can have an agent to do Me'ila. So what's bothering you? Why is that? That's a hair's breadth. That's a beferish of pasuk. That there's a din of Yei Shliach L'Dvar Avera when it comes to Me'ila. So you don't like it? That's what you're saying? Because you don't like it? So therefore, it's a hair. What makes it any different than any halacha? Ma atam shulcho shel adam kamoto. Afkan shulcho shel adam kamoto. Forget about that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll give you the case that it's referring to. Here the case is like this. The guy sends the shliach to the makolet, and as the shliach is halfway to the makolet, the guy who sent the shliach suddenly says, oh my God, I gave him the wrong wallet. So now when he says, I gave him the wrong wallet, what does he have in mind? Forget about it. Hope he never gets there. I don't want him to do it. It's terrible. So at that point in his mind, he's now Mevato the Shlichas. Mr. Shliach, who is not clairvoyant, has absolutely no idea that he is now suddenly stranded in outer space.
And
his cell phone. And has lost, his cell phone, that's a problem. And is now no longer a Shliach. And he blithely proceeds to do exactly what he's supposed to do. Little does he know that now the onus is on him, because after all, the guy who sent him has now disconnected himself and disavowed the shlichut. That is a crazy situation. So the din over there is, niskar baal habayit velo niskar shliach. So now the shliach is the one who is mal, and not the baal habayit. But, so let me ask you something. The poor shliach in this case, what's he supposed to do? And it's a micah of it. I mean, he didn't do anything. He had no, never was given a hint that there was something to worry about. A guy gives you money. You're supposed to think, oh, that was the money that was miyuchah for the Beis HaMikdash. What did he do? He didn't do anything. So, Aino Kara Rimatulim Besara. Omer Avashi, what is that supposed to mean? What do you mean? What did he do? Again, you're complaining about our moralizing, and you're moralizing again. You're telling me what? Halachically, that doesn't make any sense. The whole din of Me'ila is based on Shogig, right? A guy who's Me'il B'mezid, that's not Kartz Machayev in Mekorb Me'ila. So why is this any different? Dilma needed to have a Amotzi Mo'ot Egdish L'chuli? It's no different than any case of somebody who accidentally takes money that was meant for Hegdesh and he uses it in the Makolet. So you have money that you got mixed up with. You go to the makolet, you forgot that you put on another pair of trousers that morning that had a different money in its pocket that you were going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Walk to the makolet, buy a lachmaniya, the chayav a carbon me'ila. That's not crazy. That's not lacha. So why is it any different than this? The shliach didn't know it was money of Hekdash. He goes in and he uses the money. So it's no different than all of the me'ila. That you call a mountains hanging by a hair. Yeah, only Bishogay. We'll get to your svar in a moment. Elam Ravashi, I'll tell you. A case like this. This is crazy, this Mishnah. You tell me what this is supposed to mean. No tell Evan or Korash or Hegdash. Guy takes something that belongs to Hegdash, and he takes it, and he's not Mael. Areza lo Mael. Not Nalachaviro. Gives it to another guy. Hu Mael, Vachaviro lo Mael. Does that make sense? Gives it to another guy now. So now he's Mael. The cover is not Mael. I understand. Michli Mishka Shakla. Mali who? Mali Chaveiro. If he, the other guy now who has it, he can do whatever he wants with it, and it's fine. The Chaveiro can go, and he can take this thing and build it into his house, and turn it into his kid's little racer, and everything's fine. But the first guy, he's the only guy now that was the one that was Mael. What's the difference? Hainu Karori in between the Sarah. Whoa, why? It makes perfectly good sense. My kusha. Then we get a Shmuel. Shmuel explained the case. The Omar Shmuel, we're talking about over here, that the guy who picked up the original board, the Korah, he was a gizbar of Hegdash who had a right to have in his Rishus the things of Hegdash. And therefore, when he picks it up, he's not taking it out of the Rishus of Hegdash because he is now authorized as part of the Rishus of Hegdash.
Does he have to have intent?
For what?
To pick it up as now.
No. Because there hasn't been any shinui. He didn't do anything with it. All he did was take it into his Rishus. But his Rishus anyway is an authorized Hegdash area. So he didn't change it from the Rishus of Hegdash anywhere. So he didn't do anything. No. His location is part of Hegdash authorized locations. That's why he's a Gizbar. Right? So now that he picks it up, he does nothing. It's only when he hands it over to the other guy that he's caused it to leave the Rishus of Hegdash. Once he causes it to leave the Rishus of Hegdash, it now loses its Kedusha. When you do Me'ila, it loses its Kedusha based on your Me'ila, so the other guy can do what he wants with it. That doesn't make perfectly good sense. You make that so mysterious and so esoteric that it's hanging by hairs. That makes perfectly good sense to me. That's right. It's perfectly logical.
This is the opposite of
exactly. So we're talking about Gizbar Misurotlo Abnei Binyan Askin, and he's the Gizbar. He's in charge of the building materials of Hegdash. To call Hecha the Mancha, wherever it's going to be, before or afterwards, he didn't change anything because it's still within the same Hegdash authorized area. So that's not a problem.
Is he saying that that's the extended Mishnah?
Yes. No, that's the case.
Okay.
Hell or no? Okay, I mean the end of that Mishnah. The Sefer, that's the part that was crazy. Yeah, I didn't mean that, you know. The Sefer is like this. So now, if he builds it in his house, so then he's not Moel, unless he lives under the board that he built into his house. That doesn't make any sense. The moment that he built it into his house, then he causes a shinui. I mean, now it's become a house. Now it's no longer a board. So michte. Even in this case, he may be a gizbar. The moment that he causes a shinui in it, that's me'ila. So he causes a shinui in it. So what's the nafkamina if he's nene from it or not? Mali dar, mali lo dar. What's the difference if he lived under it? That to me is weird. That's our Aroni Matulim Besara. That's weird. That's as straightforward as it could possibly be. Rav explained that very clearly. My Kusha, don't look at a Rav. Don't look at Rav. When it says he built it in his house, doesn't mean that he gave it to the builders to attach to his house. It means that he nichal piaruba. He had basically a skylight that was leaking. So he takes the board of Hegdash and he puts it on top of the skylight to stop the leak. Is that a shinui? No. But it's not a hana until he's personally nene from it. It's to stand under it. And then when he stands under it, and he's nene from the fact that the board is there preventing the water from hitting his head, then he's chayev.
Who did this?
Yeah. So he didn't do anything until he was dead. That's nothing wrong with that. But you guys looking for problems, Bichlal. All you need is the right pirush and there's no problems. So what is the Mishnah referring to, a case where it's a mountain hanging by a hair? Oh boy. You know what? Let's go back, as our dear president pointed out. But actually, Rava's pshat made a lot of sense. Le'olam kid Rava. Rava said, what's the poor Shliach supposed to do? He didn't know, right? And we said, what do you mean? But normally when a guy accidentally takes the wrong trousers and uses the money, he also doesn't know. So that's what you said. Oh, no. Big difference. Because you are responsible to know what trousers you're wearing. So you knew there was money at Hegdash here. So you're telling me I didn't notice I put on my other pair of trousers. What do you mean you didn't notice? That's what responsibility is all about. So the Torah is mechayev you on a show game. But somebody gives you money where you had absolutely no reason to suspect that the guy is holding money from Hegdash in his rishus. If the guy tells you, please, here's a buck, go down and buy me a lachmaniyah. So what are you supposed to do? Check over his accounts to make sure that it's not Hegdash money? I mean, this is what you do every time somebody gives you money. By the way, this isn't stock money, is it? It doesn't belong to Hegdash, is it? I guess there are some people that do that kind of thing. Right? So that's the pshat. So that's a mida yada. There the guy knew the ikadzuzi the Hegdash. He should have been more aware and paid more attention. But the shliach over, that's what Rav was saying. Shliach, what's shliach supposed to know? So maybe this is considered to be stam and onus bi'alma, and the Torah is not machayev, and yet it says over here that it's a fiyad. So it must be that hachamiyada, he never knew. Hainu kara rimatulim besarad. That we're saying is actually has little to rely on, because it's more similar to Enes than it is to Shogeg. And yet, it's one of the dinim that Chazal learned out in Me'ilah. So that must be that it's like complex dinim, just like we find by Shabbos. And the Shliach is kind, as long as he was disavowed in time. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Yeshla Mamashi Yisrael Hushan Amar, Ki Yafli, Ki Yafli, Shpei Pa'amin, must be a means Achat Afla Leisur, Achat Afla Leheter in front of the Chofa. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Yeshla Mamashi Yisrael Hushan Amar, Asher Nishbati Be'api, no, Be'api Nishbati, Abbasi Chazarti Be. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Yeshla Mamashi Yisrael Hushan Amar, Kol Nediv Libo Yiviya, at the time of the Ibiya, he has to still be Nediv Libo. Chananya Ben Akhi Rabbi Yeshua Amar, יש לו ממש, יש לו שנמה נשבעתי והקיימה לשמור משפטי צדקך. אומר רבי יונה משמוע, וקטה יאווה, יאתה מאמינו, I got something better than all of you guys. ידי עדיף אמידית לו, שנמה, לא יאכל דברו, הוא אינו מוכל, אבל אחרים מוכלים לא. אמר רבא, לכל לא יתלו פירך, לבר מידי שמוע, לא תה פירך. ואם רבי ליעזר, גם הגרב יודה שאומר בשם רבי תרפן, The time Rabbi Yehuda Shem retired from Olam and Echad Miyam Nazir Shulonit Nazirut Elolah Haflaa, meaning Gemura. I need two words Haflaa to teach me. Even Rabbi Yeshua Demalchi Kamar Ba Pinish Badi Velo Adranavi. Even Rabbi Yitzchak Demalafuk Amir Shmuel Damer Shmuel Gomar Belibo Tzarek Shiotzi Besvatav and the Div Lev is insufficient. For Kamash when I forgot the Lord Tzarek Besvatav. Even if Ananya Benachi Rabbi Yeshua Demalchi Rabbi Yitzchak Demalchi Dom Rav Gidol Amarav Minayin, that there's an inyan to be nishboi in l'kayim et ha-mitzvah, shirama nishbati v'akayma, lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha, but the shmur alet et pircha, Amar Rav Yitem Ranav Mo Yitzchak, that's the old saying, tava chara papal tacharifta, mimolet sana vekari. Yilchot Shabbat is a rani bluim besara, mikhtav ktivni, lo tzrich l'grabab, et yom rabab ha-chofer guma b'shabbat, ve'enot zorich ala lo'ofra, patur ala Kiman Reb Shimon, Yomer Melechet Shimon Tzicha Legufa Patur Aleha. The whole mission is only like Reb Shimon. No, I feel Tamil Reb Yehuda. Hata Mitakein, Hacha Mikalkelu. And where's the remez of the Harorim Adlim Misara? Melechet Machshavet Asher Torah, but Melechet Machshavet itself vis-a-vis Shabbat Lo Ktiva. Chagigos, Feirish Epsukim Nichta Ktiva. Where's the Harorim Adlim Misara? Let's read it. Come into Popola by. Who says that Chagotem Oto Chagol Hashem is a reference to a korban? Duma Chogu Chogu Kamar Hakmana. So what, you're going to tell me the Achugu Liba Midbar means Chogu Chogu? V'chite Ma'achin Ami V'aktiv V'ayomer Moshe Gam Atati Tein Bi'adinu Zivachim V'olot. Obviously, that's what we're supposed to be doing. So he's telling Paro, we want you to send the barbecues. Chaylev of a korban that happens to be above his man chag, lo yalin, but not that there's a chiyuv to bring a korban his man chag, elam yata above his man chag, huda lo yalin, or kol hashana kula yalin, kol halayla ala boker k'tiv, that's only a mitzvah to say, he's having a glass say, kotav rachmana ayla lav, but even lav, he said lo yalin ben abosar asher, tis bar bar b'yom harishon laboker, maybe lav or levishnei lav during yanta event, plus the essay. Anyway, Atya Midbar Midbar. So we chogulib a midbar. It says Azvachim Minchay Gashulib a midbar. Mal Alan Zvachim Avkan Zvachim. So why do you call it only a Roim Plimisara? Because it's Divrei Only Divrei Kabbalah and Yafina. Miilais Miilais Mitkavtiv. And Amar Ami Barchama Lo Nitzcha Ella Lekidit Nan Ashliach Shasal Shlichuto Baal Abayit Maal Lo Asal Shlichuto Shaliach Maal Vechi Asal Shlichuto. So why should this guy be more of a fizek hotev v'zemit chayev? Hainu ke hararim ha'teluyim b'se'ara. Omar Rav, I don't understand. What's the deal? Yom ha'shayni me'ila, the afina chayt chayt mitruma. Just like by truma shluchor shel adam kamotu, because there's gam atem, afkan shluchor shel adam kamotu, even though it's l'dvar avera. So what? You're arguing with the Torah made a gzera shabbat. Ela, Omar Rav, I'll tell you what's talking about. Lo nitzka de Gretania, nizkar balabai, velo nizkar shliach, shliach ma'al, poor shliach. Maika Ovid, hainu ke aroni rakliim esara, amr vashem with me, poor shliach. Mirava matzimo, seke shakul, you can always say, poor mayal, gets himself into so much trouble, not even trying. Elo amr vashem, lo nizka de Gretania, not a levin akar shal, hege shalizu lo ma'al, not an ala kaviro, Hu ma'al, v'chaveru lo ma'al, mikhtay. Mishka shakla, what's nafkamina? The chaver takes from him, or he takes from Ekish. I understand the difference. Ma'al hu ma'al, v'chaveru. Hainu ke hararim, atilu yim b'se'ara. Well, my cash, dem a shmuel. Hoka b'gizbar, amasurot lo avnei binyan askina. The kol eka de mancha, v'shuta de mancha. What's that? El miseifa, v'na b'toch b'to, arezo lo ma'al, at shiidor tachtev shavapruta. What's the pshat? Mirte. Shenuye Shanya once he builds it. So Mali Darbe, Mali Lo Barbe. I know Kehara Rima Tilu Yimbisara. No. My Krishna make a rab, Marab, Kegonchi Nichal Piaruba. And therefore he Darbe, then he was Nanaim in his Kayavlo Darbe Lo. El Eliolan, let's go back to what Rava said about the poor Shaliyah. Rukokashacha, Midahare Amotsima Hote Geshel Chulin, you can always say, poor Moel. Hatamida yada dika zuzi de hegdesh. He knew about it. He bought it in the unit. Hakami yada, it's carbolinus. I knew I rima telu yimbisar.